a good day to
get
going.
A lot of people in the news today, and we'll get to that during this hour of the Good Day program. Speaking of people, Ken Kessler is here with me on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Dudley to my family and friends, and I consider Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler to be my friends. So they may refer to me as Dudley if they choose, because that's my given name.
Can we call you the Big Dud?
Much. Yeah, right. That's why I became Doug, because the Big Dud was there. Speaking of duds, Obamacare is in the focus today.
What do you mean it's going to be fixed by the end of November?
Really? According to whom?
Oh, you know, just everybody.
Everybody. Okay. So here are the stats. Here are the numbers. 26,794 people enrolled for health insurance during the first month of operations. So I would ask for a word, 888-302-3684. What would be your word to describe the operation of the Affordable Health Care Act? You want to go first, Jennifer?
The one word?
One
chaotic.
Word. Okay. Kenny, you have a word.
Frustrating.
All right, I have flawed. All right, so you want to keep track of these and see what people come up with. I'm sure that on facebook.com/Good Day Show and on Twitter at Good Day Show, there would be some room for people to throw us a word, or certainly in the traditional way, 888-302. Doug, what's the word you would use? And a respectful word. That none of us have used disrespect. I do not want disrespect, but if you want to be disrespectful, take credit for it. One way or the other.
And if you want to use bad words, do it at Facebook.
Can you use bad words on Facebook?
Oh, sure.
I thought you couldn't.
Oh, sure.
Can you really?
Oh, yeah.
Like the yes word, the F word, the really?
All the good ones, yes.
All the good ones. The ones your mother said, I'm going to wash out your mouth with soap, Jennifer,
for
saying that.
Not on Facebook, you won't, Mom.
888-302. Do you ever swear around your mother?
Oh, yeah.
Do you? And what's
not that I swear, wink, wink.
No, of course not.
But if I were to maybe utter a word, yes, I would do it in front of my mother.
Really? How about your father?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
he took longer.
Really?
For me to cuss around, but now, let it fly.
And so, what about him with you?
Ugh. Are you kidding? Where do you think I learned all the words? From both of my parents.
Okay, so did you think when you heard the first really rotten word come out of either your mother or your father's mouth?
Nothing shocking, because they both had truck driver mouths. Like my entire, like there was nothing
shocking.
Now, my grandmother, my dad's mom, the one that I spent a lot of time with, if she had uttered a cuss word, that would be a shocker, especially the F word. That never, there was like a rule. She might say the A word, which isn't even bad. It's biblical.
H word?
Other word for a donkey.
Right. That's
she'd
what I said.
That.
Two words. A
right.
word. Yeah. Okay.
She might say the S word rarely. That would be when she was really mad, but you would never hear the F word
or
the
B Kenny,
word.
As you grew up, how much did you hear at home, and when was the first time you ever used a word that was considered unacceptable?
I heard my dad was big on GD.
Yeah, I don't like that. That really bothers me.
That was his go-to word for knocking something over, the lawnmower doesn't work, whatever. That's what I grew up, and I found that it worked its way into my vocabulary and consequently into Reno's. That was the first really bad thing.
Well, that's cute. You passed it from generation to generation.
Does Lisa ever swear?
Rarely.
Lisa is Kenny's wife. I can't imagine her swearing. I don't know why. I just can't picture her coming out with something. She's too sweet. At any rate,
I'm sweet, and I have a mouth.
Nah, you're not that sweet. 888-302.
You're a different kind of sweet.
684. George in Evansville, Indiana. Good morning. Welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Well, thank you. What's the word you would use? One word only, to describe Obamacare and the website. Or maybe Obamacare, just in general.
Disaster.
Disaster. All right, write that down, Kenny. We're keeping track of all this. Thank you, sir. 888-302-3684. So, as far as the numbers are concerned, I gave you those. 26,794 enrolling in the 34 states that have Obamacare or federal health. In the other states, 79,000, the states have their own websites. So, a nationwide number of about 106,000, actually it was 106,185 people having signed up. Let's see here. half of the enrollments came from California, pretty much the other half in Massachusetts. So
God love them. You and I are people, Dougie.
I listen to the two states that I live in, and I'm like exactly the opposite of the political tone set in both of those states, but I listen. All right, so let's see here. Oregon's system doesn't work. They have not had one person enrolled yet in Oregon. What about those of you who are there? We have, four or five stations in Oregon. What say you about this in your state? 888, where's Storm Kennedy when we need her? 888-302-3684. She's on KUGN, mm-hmm. for those of you who didn't
know. I remember Storm.
Yeah, she's a great lady. All right, so what else have we got here? I think we've exhausted whatever... time. Well, actually,
what happens next? I guess that's my question.
That's hold your breath.
I mean, does it work?
Where's there a roller coaster? Get on the roller coaster. Here's what I think should.
People aren't going to sustain the whole thing.
Okay, I have an idea.
Tell me.
Ready? You don't want me to tell Ken?
Hold on. Let me just make sure. Let me just prepare myself.
Okay. So, by the way, here's another word that I just saw. Somebody emailed me. Troubled would be another word for the healthcare.gov website and the system. As well. So there's some people who say it can't be fixed, got to be repealed, yada, yada, yada. Major cause of the problem is that twice as many people as it was designed to handle are trying to log on. There are a lot of people who've come up with a lot of complex. The government always can throw a lot of money at something to fix, make it difficult. And actually, there's a simple, perhaps cost-effective way. Like, how about switching users to telephone banks? Having insurance carriers create their own individual websites, and then maybe a low-tech solution which worked in the past to reduce over-demand problems, installing a simple front-end filter to the website in which people would be permitted, whose last names begin with the letter A to L on Monday.
Oh, like a potluck.
An odd number day kind of a thing. Names beginning with M to Z are on even numbers. So A to L is odd.
You bring salad on Monday.
But I mean, that's pretty simple, right? So you don't have the thing, at least at the moment, stalled or plugged up in the pipe.
Right.
How smart do you have to
figure? Well, here's an idea. Realize that you want a lot of people to sign up for it, and you create enough bandwidth so that they can do it.
Yeah.
That could be a good one.
Right. Well, they spent $754 million so far. You'd think they'd be able to buy enough bandwidth to be able to make this work. How much does, unlimited
bandwidth?
I'm
not a betting woman, but I bet, Dougie, that if I gave you that much money, you'd probably be able to figure out.
You know what? I'd probably spend $100 million and put six in my pocket.
In your pocket, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
The cows would be wearing golden shoes about now.
Right. They don't wear shoes.
That never happens in government.
Only people whose names begin with A through D would get past the initial filter on Mondays, Tuesdays. Be reserved for people with names starting with E to H. This would probably knock the overload down by about 80%. And this inefficient website would be able to handle until they actually made it work, which probably will not ever happen. I'm not trying to be a wise guy, but I don't think this thing is designed to work completely and flawlessly. I don't think it'll ever work. You can nuke it, start all over again. They don't have the will or the wherewithal to make this right. Am I right or wrong?
I think you're right. Yeah. I think, but that's just my point of view. Most things government can't make things.
Kenny, what words have you got from our Facebook followers? Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Any good words to describe Obamacare? One word and one word only.
Edward says unconstitutional.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Bobby says, if it has to be clean, never mind.
Not on Facebook.
Thank you, sir. 888-302-3684. Now, I would like to help you with what's under your eyes at the moment, or maybe what's under your eyes. Maybe if I help you, that stuff under your eyes or what it looks like under your eyes will change. It will just go away. If you're looking at your eyes right now, you got up, you turn the radio on, and you've got your computer on, and you're in the bathroom, and you're looking under your eyes as you do every morning, you see those bags, and you think, well, what am I going to do about this? You're wondering, and lots of other people are wondering the same thing. So, dun 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 dun. To the rescue comes President Doug with Genucel. You like that, Jennifer?
Especially your own sound effects, yeah.
Right, yeah.
That was the best part.
Jenny, well, you could have joined. Both of you could have had the dun 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 dun. You could even be doing that softly in the background while I'm telling people about Genucel Serum.
I've got to wash my hair.
Well, thanks for the help. Genucel Serum with stem cell technology is now available by dialing 800-543-9262. Genucel will get rid of the puffiness around your eyes. It'll be gone. Get rid of the crow's feet around your eyes. It'll be gone. The small lines around your eyes will be gone. And they will not come back if you keep using this product under your eyes, around your cheekbones, on your eyelids, that sort of thing. 800-543-9262 for Genucel's risk-free introductory offer. It'll start working the first 12 hours, and the first 12 days you won't believe how good this is, so your money back. Call 800-543-9262, and when you mention Doug Steffen, they won't hang up on you. Well, most of them won't, anyway. What they'll do is give you a jar of this Esotique face cream, which is simply terrific for all around your face. Soften it all up. And by the way, men, don't be too proud to use this stuff. You don't have to look wrinkled and old. I put this stuff on, and you couldn't tell at all by looking at me that I'm the age that I am. And I'm figuring in 20 years, I'm still going to look like this, Jennifer. How's that grab you?
I like it.
Okay. 800-543-9262 for Genucel, which fixes the stuff on your face you don't like.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday, and Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation, but there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only as Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
All right, 888-302-DOUG. Hi, Clint in Evansville, Indiana. What's the word you have for the current problem? Well, not the problem, but just to describe in your own one word the healthcare system that's being worked.
Pathetic.
Pathetic, all right.
Ooh.
Kenny's going to write that down.
There's something cutting about that word.
Right. Mike's listening on The Truth in Tucson. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Good Day.
How you guys doing today?
We're well, thank you. How about you?
Can't complain. Minus the Obamacare.
you don't have to complain. Just give us a word.
I'd have to say snafu.
Snafu.
Oh,
what
a good
great
one.
Word that mm-hmm. is. Yes. Snafu. All right, we'll put it in our collection. Thank you, Mike. 888-302-3684. You got a word that you would like to use to describe one word. We'll go through the list that we have and then get to the typhoon in a few minutes. This is Good Day. 21 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler here on the air.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home.
And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So there's a big, controversy, but kind of interesting that Adele had been offered a lot of dough from L'Oreal to endorse their products, and she said, no, thank you. Did you know that, Jennifer?
I did not know she turned it down.
Yep,
why?
Turned it down. Because she doesn't want to have her music and her face associated with one product. She doesn't need the money. I think they offered her millions to do this, so wouldn't it be nice to be in that position where you could be offered millions?
Just call me L'Oreal. I'd be happy to help you out.
I'll even help.
Gosh.
How many people will stand in line for that? All right, so that's that story. 25 after the hour. Very talented lady. I like her voice. I like her. I just like her, frankly. Speaking of things that I like, I'm going to put a like up on my Facebook page for Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon, as you'll hear the examples of why I like them right now here on Good Day.
I got more bad news for the embattled mayor of Toronto. You've heard about this guy? Yeah, caught smoking crack and, you're just hearing about this for the first time? Do you know who's president, by the way? Yeah, mayor of Toronto was caught smoking crack.
Yeah.
And, he's admitted to it. Well, Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto, who was recently caught smoking crack, has now been uninvited to the city's Christmas parade. Yeah. Ford said, too bad, I was going to bring the best snow.
I thought this was pretty cool. On Monday, President Obama paid tribute to America's oldest living veteran, 107-year-old Richard Overton. Overton credits his longevity drinking whiskey and smoking 12 cigars every day. Huh? Now, see, there's a health plan we can all get behind. Yeah, exactly. You see there, that will bring people. Well, according to a new report out today, over 1 million Californians are losing their health insurance due to Obamacare. In fact, some are so angry, they've already gone back to Mexico. They're fed up.
Oh, boy. Kim Kardashian. God bless Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
She was pulled over and arrested for speeding.
Ah.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, you think the one fleeing would be Kanye West. No. Kim said she was driving so fast because she was trying to elude photographers. And I said, oh, well, obviously it wasn't really Kim.
It seems like everyone's still pretty upset about this Obamacare website. It's got all these glitches and nobody's signing up. They're so desperate to turn this thing around that the Department of Health and Human Services emailed 275,000 Americans encouraging them to give the Obamacare website another try. Then they said, but one at a time. So please, we don't want to crash. Call each other just so that it doesn't happen again. It's very fragile.
All right.
That's like a Fabergé egg of websites. It's very fragile.
All right, okay. And as long as we're on to that, we're looking for words for the Obamacare website and the system. George, in Key West, Florida, what's your word, George?
Obamanation.
It's an Obamanation.
That's great.
All right, you're writing that down. Kenny, how many have you got on your list so far?
That's 13.
All right, Ron, you make it 14 in Goldendale, Washington. Welcome to Good Day, sir.
Thank you. And it's called a crisis.
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 All right, crisis is a good word. All right, thank you for sharing. Any others you'd like to share, help yourself, either to 888-302-DOUG, facebook.com/Good Day Show, where you can also find the list of legitimate charities that you can give to. If you want to help the people who are victims of the typhoon, charities, about 20 of them, are listed in an article that we posted at Facebook, facebook.com.
Yeah, that's something we should all share. That's a great thing.
Yep, share it with all your friends because there are no scams there, and you want to make sure you avoid the scams. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Eric Erickson. Coming right up, why do Tea Party conservatives hate Chris Christie?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Erickson. After Governor Christie's big re-election win, why do Tea Party conservatives so hate a guy who wins?
I'm not down on Chris Christie as some of my friends are, and I don't know that they even know where he stands on issues, although I think the perception is, from a conservative perspective, he's not good on guns, immigration, or even Obamacare. But they don't see him as tending to play nice with others. He rubs people the wrong way with his personality.
What works in New Jersey is not necessarily going to work in Iowa, is not necessarily going to work in South Carolina. So the real question is, can the people around him, without changing him fundamentally, because his authenticity or his apparent authenticity is a real calling card, can they get him to take some of the rough edges off?
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Eric Erickson.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thursday, November 14th is upon us. A week from today and tomorrow, we'll probably spend some time on the 50th anniversary of the passing of President Kennedy. 50 years. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was at high school, end of the day, and went to my locker a little after 2 o'clock, getting ready to go get on the bus, and everybody's running to the library where there was a television. And, you look at that and Walter Cronkite was on the air with that famous take the glasses off and look into the camera that he did in the newsroom and making the pronouncement that officially President Kennedy was dead. My God, I still have chills starting in my ears and going all the way down my spine right now when I think about it. So we'll have some of those moments to remember and relive to a point. There's a lot of that being, I think it's appropriate. I don't usually like anniversary stuff. Commemorations, but I thought that Kennedy, even though he wasn't sort of politically from the maelstrom that I grew up around, I thought that he was actually quite good. And certainly on retrospect, when you compare him to some of these other boobs that have been around, whew, wow. And the biggest boob was the one who followed him. I just went through a list of Jennifer and Kenny. Kenny and I were actually talking about this. Jen, the worst presidents versus the best presidents. We can all do this with our lifetime.
Yeah.
Think about who's the best and who's the worst. I would say Obama's number one on the worst list, Bush number two, and LBJ number three. And after that, the presidents that have been around, well, Carter maybe
four. Carter on your list?
Yeah, no, he'd be four. But then you look at the other side of who was good. I think the more real Eisenhower would be the top of the list. Surprisingly, Reagan would probably be two. And Bush, Daddy Bush would be three. Clinton would be four. I think those
would
go through.
Wow, so you think Daddy Bush is a better president than Bill Clinton?
They're comparable. I think they both did. They weren't in the same league as far as interests are concerned or what they accomplished. But I thought Daddy Bush was...
Daddy Bush was like a daddy. Well, I like Daddy Bush a lot.
Yeah,
if I could have, I would have voted for him. I was too young.
Well... But I voted for him. Well, I actually didn't vote for him the second time. I didn't vote. I voted for
Libertarian. You were one of those Ross Perot-ers, huh?
I did, because I was very annoyed at Bush for no new taxes. Remember that? And then taxes.
Right.
And that's why...
He was the first, though, I think, that started this not kind of moderate conservatism that we...
Yeah. The compassion. He was really... His son said he was, but he wasn't. But the old man was a compassionate...
He was kind of a mouthpiece.
He was a Rockefeller Republican.
Yeah, he was the mouthpiece for some of those, like the John McCain. He was the start of the John McCain era of Republicanism.
Yeah, I would say that was, right. 888-302-3684, just joining us. We're looking for words to describe Obamacare. We've come up with, Kenny, you want to go through the list? Excuse me.
Sure.
on what we have so far?
No pressure, Ken. Come on.
Jennifer started us off with chaotic.
Right.
I added frustrating, and Doug added flawed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the phones and to Facebook. We got disaster, unconstitutional, fiasco, joke, pathetic, snafu, impossible, impeachable, bankruptcy, Obama nation, crisis, socialized, and careless.
All right, Susan, you're next on the list. What you're worried for?
Dictatorship.
It's a dictatorship, all right? We live in a dictatorship. I don't think we do, but it's getting close. Joe in Indiana, what's your word?
Balderdash.
Balderdash.
Great. Right.
Interesting word. I don't know what it means, but it sounds good. Maureen, hi.
Hi. I think this calls for its own word. I'm going to borrow from How I Met Your Mother. Legendary catastrophe is a legendastrophe.
It came with its own poem.
Give her a prize. Michael, give her a prize, will you please? Hold on just a second, Maureen.
Well, our friend Aaron just emailed me. Listener Aaron said bureaucracy, which I kind of like
that
as well.
That is very good, too. Yep,
see
write
what
that
did
one
there?
Down.
A bureaucracy.
A bureaucracy. Very, very good. All right, so that's our approach to that issue, if you will, at the moment. I think, well, as you come up with something good, help yourself to 888-302-DOUG or facebook.com/Kodesha. Let's talk about the typhoon, at least for a moment, so that people are updated as to what's going on in the Philippines. The USS George Washington, which is the largest aircraft carrier in the world, has arrived on the scene. It dodged around, stayed away from the typhoon. It was on its way. I don't even know where it was stationed before. It was in the Mediterranean. Where was it, Kenny? Do you know? As it got, or was
I know it,
just
it came from
Japan.
Was in Japan, but
yeah.
I don't know.
All right. So
where it was before that.
They moved it, but they didn't put it in harm's way. It was they stayed a couple of hundred miles behind
the
typhoon.
Yeah.
So they get into that problem. I mean, you don't want to be, no matter how big the ship is, you don't want to be in 175-mile-an-hour winds in the middle of the ocean. That's asking for it. So anyway, it's loaded with all kinds of things that will help the people who are there. Biggest problem is getting it off of the ship and getting it distributed. Apparently, we sent some of those Osprey, is that what they're called? Helicopters that look kind of half plane and half helicopter. So they are bringing the aid to places where they can find open fields or open areas, because there aren't many landing places in the islands that are the Philippines. So anyway, all the infrastructure which really existed before that doesn't exist. Philippines, if you're on the main island or if you're in the islands where there's most habitation, fairly progressive, fairly well built in some of these areas. But the airport for that city is at Tacloban. I think we've struggled with how to pronounce that. So badly damaged that much of the aid is being flown into Cebu, which is the island next to it. And then they put it on boats and bring it. I mean, it's just a mess.
Transferred over. Have you ever been there?
I've been close, but not actually on the, what I would say, on an island that was part of the Philippine chain. I have not. Been very close, though. Why, have you?
No. Oh, no.
Yeah. Storm numbers, still they're sticking to between 2 and 3,000, 600,000 displaced. 9.5 million people across the Philippines have been affected. No power, no water, no food. And so it pretty much has affected the whole string, the whole island chain, all of the Philippines. And so if you're interested in helping out, we have posted at DougStephan.com. I'm sorry, we've posted, well, I suppose you can put it at the website too, Kenny. We've posted it on Facebook.com/Kodesha, the ideas on giving. So if you would like to look at this list, share it with some of your friends that you know would like to give. It's a vetted list of non-scamming sites where you can go to give if you want to help in some way. Maybe a buck or two, children raise a little money this weekend, whatever it is. You want to know the list is good, and that's why we vetted it for you, and it's on the Facebook.com/Good Day Show for you to share. All right, that's that. Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch, let's go back to what do you call
transition.
Obama? Yeah, but let's have a, I mean, let's, we might as well. What from what show did Let's Get Together? What do you say? We can have a swing in time. Do you remember
I'm
that?
I'm guessing it's a show from at least 30 years ago.
Oh, give me.
Am I right?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember what it comes from. Somebody to remember. Mike's in Lake City on the jet. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're well, and you?
I'm doing well myself.
All right, that's good to hear. All right, what do you have that's a good word to describe the Affordable Health Care Act?
Foobar.
Okay, I'll bite.
What, I know.
What's a foobar?
How can I put this?
I don't know. Be careful, though. That's however
just
you put
let it.
I'm gonna leave the. I'm going to leave the first F word out.
Oh, okay. And Barack, got it. All right. Got it. Okay, we got it.
Oh,
you.
Okay.
No, got it? No, it's up. It's F up beyond all
up
repair.
Beyond all repair.
Oh, I thought it was F you, Barack. It could
okay.
be that, too. Right?
Yeah.
That's what I get from it. Well, listen, that shows you where I am and where he is. Okay, I like your... Well, right? Yes or no?
Well, you said it. I wouldn't say that to our president, but okay.
I just told him he needed therapy. That's about as far as I'd go with him. Craig, hi. Brownwood Texas.
Good morning, doll.
How do you do? Who's the doll?
Oh,
wait a minute. Wait, hold on just a second. You calling me a doll or Jennifer a doll?
Is it all?
Oh.
No, I said good morning to all.
Oh,
to all.
I thought you said good morning, doll. All right.
No, but if he were going to call one of us a doll, I'm pretty sure
you.
It would have to
you
be.
You bet.
All right. Oh, listen to that. You bet. Listen to that Texas drawl.
I know, I like it, too.
Jennifer loves guys like you with big 10-gallon hats and big boots and stuff. She loves guys like you.
Country music through and through. Let's do it.
All right, anyway, what's the word you have,
Craig? I mean, let's not do it.
How about debacle?
Debacle is a
there
good
you
word.
Go.
Yep, we like that word. Okay, you get 2 points from us. Here's Rob, another Floridian. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
What word do you want us to use?
Barocalypse.
That's a good one. Barocalypse. All right, we got that one. Kenny, you got them all? You doing okay?
I think
keep
so.
All right, good. 888.
By the way, a caller says that song was from The Parent Trap.
Let's get together. What do you say? We can have a swinging time. So that movie's got to be 30. That's a Disney movie with
Definitely
Haley Mills.
More than 30 years old.
That is.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I remembered it, frankly. And I'm not sure I want
to
discuss
it. You have to
take
the needle on your points of reference and just scooch them up. Just a tad.
We just did Adele. What's wrong with that?
That's good.
Yeah. Huh? Listen to this. Wait a minute. Let's see if we can catch this a little bit. Hold on a minute. Wait a minute.
Uh-oh. There's not going to be more singing.
Wait, hear that?
No.
No. Just wait one more time. Hold on a second. Shh, everybody.
Are you letting us listen to your dog snore?
Yes.
Maybe it's time to change topics.
All right.
Charlotte's
if you've actually gone to the snoring segment from your dog.
Larry in Greenville, Mississippi. Hi, Larry.
Help us, Larry.
Hello, Doug. How are y'all?
Well, we're all right, Larry. How you doing? How big are your boots?
About time I finally got a hold of y'all.
I think it is, Larry. It's about time.
Never let us go, Larry.
No.
Anyway, have you been in radio before? I can tell you have.
No. Well, I'm a country music singer.
Really?
Really? Can you want to sing with me? What do you have? Let's sing a little bit.
You've got the Trace Adkins sound.
What do you have?
Can I do what now?
Well, let's you and I sing a duet. What do you have?
Or just let Larry sing us.
Well, I hear Barack a coming. He's coming to us all. He's got something for us.
He does.
And he's scaring all of us. You know, something like that.
That's pretty good on the fly.
On the sound of Johnny Cash.
Yeah, okay, Larry. What's your word?
Well, you know, blood's thicker than water.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of foreigners. Mm. And that's the way I feel about Barack's becoming a dictator in a regime, you know, in his regime. He's going to be all foreigners, and us people's had it. That's the reason why I call him a blood thinner, because blood's thicker than water. He don't care about us.
All right. Blood thinner. You got that? And the song, too, Kenny. Larry, thank you. Marty Green.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend.
All right, thank you. But you didn't find the song, though, by Haley Mills,
no, can't
Michael.
Find that.
Oh, baloney, you can't. All right.
You can't. They didn't have YouTube back then.
So Marty Green, who is associated, affiliated, and was responsible for getting me on WAYY in Eau Claire a number of years ago, just sent me an email. He said the song was by Haley Mills, and yes, it might have been in The Parent Trap. He remembers it from being on the air in South Carolina. All right? So there you go. That's the story, and probably we're not going to stick to it too much.
Get together, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. What do you say? We can have a swing in time.
We need a baby team. Yeah. Why don't we make a scene? Together.
This would be the time when my children, who, when they were younger, they just laugh at me now, but they would have been embarrassed to hear me.
I know how they feel.
Really, Jennifer? That's very sweet.
You keep this up, Rich won't ever come back.
Now, this, by the way, this whole thing would never have happened if McFadden had been here.
No. Not if I had a multi-level roof, I would have thrown myself from it by now. Well, sadly, if I just jumped, yeah. I probably just made myself.
Okay, all right, I get it. 13 before the hour, this is Good Day.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance superbuy. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% in points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
As temperatures drop, it's clear the season for comfort is here. People everywhere are turning to feel-good meals to help ward off the winter chill. To help cooks get cozy this season, the National Pork Board is launching its first-ever Cooking for Comfort e-cookbook, filled with delicious recipes and personal anecdotes, as well as photos and videos to share why each recipe will satisfy all your comfort cravings. Acclaimed chef Michelle Bernstein shares her Cooking for Comfort philosophy and favorite family recipe.
To me, cooking for comfort means preparing foods that are approachable, simple, and whimsical. When I add whimsy to my dishes, I find people are more satisfied with what they're eating. With Pork's versatility, preparing flavorful and fulfilling recipes has never been more delicious. My homemade chorizo and cheese empanadas with avocado crema, a generations-old recipe that embodies that philosophy and is a favorite with my family.
Visit porkbeinspired.com to learn more and download your free copy of the e-cookbook today.
The poll at DougStephan.com today has to do with the new frozen McRib. If you're looking for the right drive-through to get another McRib, you might want to check out the story and the picture at DougStephan.com today. This is a warning. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. The poll that's pretty disgusting, actually. I think that's one of the answers. Check out the poll and the story about McRibs at DougStephan.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Cleansers. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
About 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with more service and more information. I say more, there's a sort of a comparative with that. You know about the comparative, the superlative degrees of, you know, something is better and then it's best. We have the best here in comparison to what some might say. And I would say the rest of the drivel that's on the air at the moment. Right?
Right.
If I don't feel well and good about what I'm doing, how can anybody else feel good or well about it? Tech Talk time now, and one of the services offered here is food for thought. When it comes to some of the new things that are happening technology-wise, you won't look to me for that expertise, but I'm happy to communicate through the mind and mouth of someone like Shelley Palmer, who really does have his fingers on the pulse. And today he's going to talk about Google Plus's Google Helpouts as an alternative to... Michael, calm down, will you please? What are you... Wait, I take
a
breath.
Fast finger.
And you want to jump to the commercial? Wait a minute. Anyway, Google Helpouts will be an alternative to YouTube how-to videos. Sounds rather complicated. I'm betting he'll do a good job explaining it to you right after these words.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
This is a special alert to all Americans who are behind on their taxes or haven't sent out prior year tax returns. If you owe back taxes, you're now eligible to settle that debt with the IRS for much less than what you owe. For free information, call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liability for a fraction of what they owe. Act now on this limited time opportunity or risk wage garnishment, bank levies, outrageous penalties and fees, and property seizure. Consumer Tax Relief specializes in tax settlements. When you call, you'll be matched with experts who are former IRS agents with insider knowledge of the system, which makes a substantial difference as they resolve your tax debt directly with the IRS. Call 800-731-4700. There's a limited amount of time that can be available to where the government will accept tax settlements, so you must act now. Call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. 800-731-4700.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, are you looking for help with something and YouTube just isn't cutting it? It's time to check out Google Plus. Earlier this year, Google launched Google Helpouts. The program is now open to the public and brings live video tutorials, instructions, and services to you through Google Hangouts. Whether your kid needs help with his chemistry homework or if you just want to perfect your mashed potatoes before Thanksgiving, this is the service for you. Enter what you need help with and sort the results by relevance, qualifications, and overall batting average. You'll see what the session will cost before you start, either a one-time flat fee or a rate per minute. And you can pay through Google Wallet once the session is over. The best part? Google is so confident in the helpouts that it's promising a 100% money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. Google helpouts work on a desktop, Android, and iOS devices, so if you need help with something, head over to helpouts.google.com today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
You keep saying you got something for me.
It's ankle boots.
Something you call love.
Those super stylish ankle boots you love from Old Navy? This Saturday only. They're just $19 for women, $15 for girls. Because girls' feet are smaller.
One of these days,
try this Saturday only. Plus, this weekend, all shoes are up to 35% off. Only at Old Navy. Offer valid on select styles and in select stores only. Saturday, November 16th, while supplies last.
Memo to workers from Good Day. The boss is watching. There's new tracking technology that has really shaken up the workplace. For those of you who are drivers especially, I saw the story of a local company that was a pest company, and they installed a piece of GPS tracking software on the smartphones of the drivers so they could tell where they are. They didn't tell the drivers that. And so I just wonder out loud how many other people are being tracked that way. If you have a company phone, do you think the boss is watching you? And if he is, I suppose if it's like the old ruse, I got nothing to hide. I don't mind what they're doing. You know, it seems to me it's the boss's right to do that if they want to. But then beware, if you have a company cell phone, the boss is probably watching and or tracking you. Word to the wise is sufficient, as they say. I'm Doug Stefan on Good Day 59.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.